We are always interested in looking at how people with disabilities can better enter the job market. It could be attitudinal changes, could be support from the benefits agency, even technology. But is that gap being bridged to help people into employment? Well, one piece of research says there's, well, still work to be done, and it comes from the Work Foundation. We have with us Cicely Dudley, author behind the report. Can you tell us, Cicely, what prompted the report in the first place?
Within my organisation, we look at issues around employment and health, and we'd heard a lot about the perceived problems with the employment support offered to people with disabilities or long-term health conditions. And we wanted to have a look at what could be done differently to provide a better service and all around a better experiences for these groups. And the government is set to publish a paper setting out how it will change the provision and recommission it next year. So it seemed like a really good time for us to set out our ideas about how to make the whole system better.
So the idea is there. The question almost is there. How do you go about carrying out the research?
We use a variety of techniques. So, for example, we look at a lot of existing evidence that was perhaps related to this topic, but not exactly what we wanted to talk about. And that we spoke to a lot of disability groups. We examined data from the Department of Work and Pensions, and we spoke to the other research organisations. I've also spoken to a lot of academics, policymakers, and the people that provide the employment support. And we use all this varied insights along with our own ideas to produce the report and the recommendations.
Now, I'm not sure if barriers is perhaps the correct word to use, but were there some issues which came out of the report showing that there was a problem?
Yeah, there were a multitude of issues. I suppose one of the biggest ones we found was surrounding the work capability assessment. So many people with disabilities and long-term conditions have to undergo an assessment of their eligibility for these benefits and access to certain employment support. And we found that this work capability assessment was very controversial and so flawed, and it was a very significant cause of stress and was really stopping people from receiving the right support. And alongside this, we also found that when people do have access to the support, there isn't specialist disability support needed for them. And obviously, as I'm sure you're aware, you know, people with conditions often have other conditions alongside, and everyone has a different experience of their health needs. And there wasn't that personalisation within the system that was able to produce effective support. And we also found a big problem was the information about schemes that could help employers that aren't used to employing disabled people, such as the Access to Work scheme, weren't being utilised properly. So in summary, when we looked at all the evidence, we found that the existing employment support is just not working well enough for people with disabilities and long-term conditions.
So really, it was a very generic way of almost providing assistance or attempting to give information, whereas it really needs to be a bit more centred on individuals themselves.
Yeah, definitely. There wasn't enough looking at the whole person, the holistic, so not just what your health condition is, but, you know, what your home situation is. Do you have secure housing? Do you have good relationships? Do you have, you know, a network of friends? All these things can make a real difference to everyone's lives and whether they're likely to get a job, regardless whether you're disabled or not. But if you are, you have extra needs and extra requirements that just aren't taking into consideration these other factors.
Was there anything that came from the report which perhaps highlighted the employers themselves and their attitudes to taking on someone with a disability?
Yeah, absolutely. Sadly, there is still quite a lot of ignorance and even fear around employing people with disabilities in the UK. And this is especially something that we see in smaller and medium-sized businesses, which make up the majority of UK employers. Attitudes to employing people are changing, but it's at too much of a slow pace, and we feel that there needs to be much more awareness around the help and the support that these businesses can receive, the changes that they can make, you know, be it accessibility or management policy, to enable them to fully integrate disabled people into their workplaces.
And you mentioned earlier access to work, you know, it is known as the government's best kept secret. And, you know, if employers knew more about that, or more employers knew of it, they would know that financially there's a lot of help and support there to sort of ease the burden of expense on them if they had to make any physical changes or buy any specialist equipment.
Yeah, definitely. And it's a silly thing because this support is out there, but as you say, it is one of the best kept secrets of government, and it could be a very effective tool to helping people access jobs if it was used properly.
What about recommendations coming from the report?
So our report recommends a complete overhaul of the work capability assessment. we feel that it needs to be co-produced with disability groups to really rebuild trust in the system and to make sure it's fair so that everybody receives the right support and the right level of assistance. We would also recommend increasing access to specialist support. People who really lived experience, perhaps, or have a really deep understanding of the barriers that people face with certain conditions. And also, we've recommended that improving integration between employment support providers and the local economies would be really beneficial. So local links with businesses could really help people find work and could, again, engage the employers with the access to work and the other schemes that could help them.
What about reactions from the charity sector and indeed from government as well to the report?
So we had our launch a couple of weeks ago and there were lots of people from charities and the government there and it was a good reaction. But the real acid test for us will be in the upcoming government paper on employment support reform. I mean, obviously, with the new Secretary of State and the EU referendum, a lot of this stuff has been pushed back a bit. But it'll be really interesting to see the changes that the government make to disability employment support going forward. And we're really hoping that the government will take account of our recommendations and implement them because we think we can make a real difference.
Is this something that you as a researcher with this project can take further?
Well, hopefully. We've been speaking to some people within the DWP and in other organisations about working together to come up with perhaps more radical ideas around employer engagement with disability groups because we do feel that, you know, disabled people do a lot already and there's a lot of good stuff being done, but it's at the employer end where the more radical change is needed.
Cicely, just finally, if people would like to know more about the research, have a look at some of the findings, is there a way they can do that?
Yeah, sure. If you visit our website, theworkfoundation.com, you'll be able to find a full version of our report, which goes into a lot more detail. And there's also a shorter summary there. We also are on Twitter. You can find us at The Work Foundation. And we had a Twitter conversation about this topic a couple of weeks ago. So if you scroll back, you'll be able to find out some interesting tidbits about the report there.
Cicely, thank you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much.